Today in God's Word, we are going to see that all men and women who are without Jesus Christ are lost spiritually. All men and women, boys and girls, who have yet to put their faith in Jesus Christ are lost spiritually. The city of Ephesus was a city that was predominantly a Gentile city. It was a city that was filled with various religions and cultures. It was a city, according to the Word of God, filled with people who were lost. You see, up until the time of Christ, Israel had been a nation that was unique of all nations, chosen of God. Sometimes people ask, why was Israel chosen as a special nation? And those are questions we will not know the answers to until we get to heaven. But we do know from the Bible that the children of Israel were God's chosen people. And that through worshiping at the tabernacle and the temple at the days of atonement, there were provisions made by faith still for those people to have atonement for their sin. It was a unique relationship between God and the children of Israel. And in order for a Gentile to be saved prior to the time of Christ, he would have to proselytize to the faith of the Jew. He would have to find his way in faith believing in the Messiah to whom the Jews looked for his soon return. You see, the Gentiles at Ephesus before the time of Christ really were outside of the camp. They were described here in the Word of God in verse number 12 in some very serious terminology. The Bible says that at that time, notice in verse 12, ye were without Christ. In other words, these people at Ephesus, prior to their time of hearing the gospel, the Bible says they were without Christ. The Bible says in verse number 12, they were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. They were strangers from the covenants of promise. And then the Bible says, having no hope and without God in the world. Now, folks, I don't know about you this morning, but those words strike me. Here is a city, the Bible tells us, that had no hope and they were without God in the world. They were in a terrible situation. In fact, the Bible says here in this same chapter in verse number 1, and you hath he quickened. That means they were made to come alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And again in verse 5, even when we were dead in sins. The people who lived in Ephesus, who were outside of Christ, they were dead in their sins, they were without hope, and they were without God according to the Word of God. That's a pretty bleak picture, I might say, this morning. They were in a terrible situation spiritually. They were alienated from the Jews' religion. Most of them had not come to faith in Christ, and so they were without hope, and they were without God. But one day, as we read in the book of Acts chapter 18 and 19, there was a man by the name of the Apostle Paul. And this man went to Ephesus, and he had a message. And his message was simply this: there is one way to God now for Jews and Gentiles. There is one way to God now, and that way is Jesus Christ. And when we read in Acts chapter 18 and verse 19 and chapter 19, we see Paul's message. He came to these people with no hope and these people who are without God, and he brings to them the roadmap, if you will, and he says, I want to show you the way to God. And the way to God is not through the temple, and it is not through pagan religion. The way to God is through Jesus Christ. And Paul boldly proclaimed to them that there is one way to Jesus Christ. He showed them the way, and he told them of the one who had died for their sins on Calvary. There is one way to be pardoned from sin. There is one way to be pardoned from sin. The Bible tells us about it in verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye, who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Here we see the Gentiles as referred to as being afar off. You see, in the Old Testament temple, there were various partitions separating the Holy of Holies from the courts and then the outer courts, partitions along the way. And we're told that the Gentiles had a place in the outside court where they had to stay. They were afar off from the place of sacrifice. They were separated from the holy place. So the Apostle Paul says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. These who were without God, these who were without hope, these who were separated, now can come close to God. these Gentiles in the outer court, separated and not able to go into the sacrifice area, are a picture of all of us who are separated from God because of our sin. Every one of us today are sinners according to the Word of God, and we fall short of God. By the way, I hope you realize today, He is a holy God. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. From Adam and Eve, the very first man and woman, until this very day, all men and women, the Bible says, are born into this world as sinners. And spiritual death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. It's not only the Gentiles in Ephesus who were afar off, and who were without God, and who were without hope, but it's every man and woman, boy and girl, at the beginning of their life, when we are born, we are without God and without hope. We fall short of the glory of God. The Gentiles were far off. They were separated, and all of us are far off and separated from God in our own merit and in our flesh. But notice in verse 13 it says, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. They were pardoned by the blood of Christ. The only way you will ever be pardoned from your sin is by placing faith in the finished work of Calvary. Jesus said in Matthew 26 and verse 28, my blood is shed for the remission of sins. And in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, to the pastors at Ephesus, the word of God declares, take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. It is the shedding of blood that makes a way of salvation. Thank God today that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, conceived of the Holy Spirit of God, and when He died on that cross and His blood was shed, it was not from the bloodline of some sinful man. It was the blood of God, according to Acts 20:28, that came flowing down on that day. And because it was that special blood, then and only then could you and I have the forgiveness of our sins and the remission of our sins, because the Bible is very clear that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. And so we see the Bible is very clear on the fact of the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5 and verse 9 says, much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath to come. And so there is one way to pardon, and it is by the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. I know that there are many other religions in the world today and many other ways that are given out as how a man might be saved. I know that in the Philippines around Easter time, perhaps you've seen video footage, perhaps you've seen in magazines, oftentimes in the Philippines during what they call the Holy Week, the week coming towards the Easter time, there will be men literally who are beaten with a cat of nine tails, literally who are crucified on crosses, and they are hung up on the cross there, and they are trying to do penance for their sin. They are trying somehow to have a payment for their sin by literally doing these acts. We know that in the Muslim faith, there are those who make the journey to Mecca, and they will crawl on their hands and knees as they worship and as they journey to Mecca until there is blood coming from their knees and from their hands. But I want you to make note this morning, according to the Word of God, it is not my blood, it is not my sacrifice, it is no works that I do that will ever save me from sin. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away the sins of mankind. And so there is one way to be pardoned, and it is not your blood or your sacrifice or your works or your baptism or your confirmation. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that pardons a man from his sin. Notice secondly, there is one way to peace with God. There is one way to have pardon with God, and there is one way to have peace with God. Notice what the Bible tells us beginning in verse number 14. For He is our peace, speaking of Christ, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh, meaning on the cross, the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so, here it is again, making peace, and that He might be reconciled both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off. You see, the world today is trying to find peace in peace accords, in peace meetings, and people are desperately asking and longing for peace. There are those today who are excited about the fact that the Berlin Wall has come down, but there's no peace in that region of the country today. There are those excited about the Iron Curtain coming down, but there is no peace in the world because of that fact. Oh, there is a seeming peace in some regions, but the world today still cries out for a peace that seems to evade us. We see today that as a child of God, whether you live in Germany, whether you live in the Soviet Union, whether you live in the former Soviet Union, whether you live in America, as a child of God today, you can have peace no matter what's going on around you. The Bible says in verse 14, "For He is our peace." Presently, He is our peace. Jesus Christ broke down that wall of partition. And in verse number 14, the Bible says He has broken it down. That wall that separated the Jew and the Gentile now is broken down. And now a Jew and a Gentile person may be saved in the same way, both of them saved by Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us He abolished the condemnation of the law in verse number 15, having abolished in His flesh the enmity. And verse 17 tells us, "And came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh." In other words, those who were afar off being the Gentiles, those who were nigh being the Jews. And Jesus preaches peace to both groups that they may put their faith in Him. Notice also the Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus made peace with God for us. Therefore, Jesus Christ is our peace. Talking to a man recently whose mother was in the hospital. And the man, while his mother was in the hospital, he went there to visit him and spent time with him and with his mother, and they spent time together. And she was there in the hospital for quite some time, very sick. One day, the priest came by to visit. The priest came in and asked this man's mother, he said, "Ma'am, have you made your peace with God? Have you made your peace with God?" And the lady looked at the priest and said, "No, Jesus made it for me." Amen. Now, if you'll get that, my friend, you'll understand what salvation by grace through faith is all about. You and I cannot make peace with God, but Jesus Christ, when He shed His blood, made peace with God for you and for me. And when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, then we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is one way to be pardoned from sin, that is the blood of Jesus Christ. There is one way to have peace with God, that is through a relationship personally with the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is one way of passage to the Heavenly Father in heaven. There is one way that we will have passage to the Heavenly Father. Notice the Bible says in verse 18, "For through Him we both," speaking of again of the Jew and the Gentile, "have access by one Spirit unto the Father." There is only one way that a man or woman will ever see the Father, will ever be in heaven, will ever spend eternity in heaven, and that way, according to the Word of God, is by Jesus Christ. It is through Him. I thank God today, Jesus Christ is the mediator between man and God. Jesus Christ is the go-between. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man. It is the man, Christ Jesus." And Jesus Christ is the mediator. He is the access that you and I must come through in order to have eternity in heaven. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6 says this, "He is the mediator of the new covenant." This new testament, this new covenant, this new way of salvation beginning some 2,000 years ago began when Jesus Christ died and rose again on Calvary's tree. Thank God today there is one way of passage to the Father, and it is through the Lord Jesus Christ. No, listen, the Bible says something very significant in verse 18. "For through Him," Jesus, "we both," Jew and Gentile, "have access by one Spirit unto the Father." There is one Holy Spirit bringing men to Jesus Christ. For by Him, Jesus, we all have access, notice it, capital S, through, by one Spirit, unto the Father. You show me any type of a situation or a worship service where it's all the Holy Spirit, and never Jesus Christ, and I will show you where the emphasis is all wrong, because the Holy Spirit will always exalt the person and the finished work of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit will always bring men to put their faith in Jesus Christ. And if someone says, whoa, we had a great time together, and the Holy Spirit this, and the Holy Spirit that, but Jesus was never preached, and men and women never came to Jesus Christ, they missed the whole point. Because it is the ministry of the Holy Spirit to draw men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see in verse 18, all three persons of the Trinity. By the way, some people deny that there is a Trinity, and there are many verses that prove the Trinity, but here's one. For through Him, Jesus, we both have access by one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, unto the Father. There you have the Trinity. The Holy Spirit convicts and draws us to Christ, who then enables us to have a relationship with the Heavenly Father. There are many Native American or Indian groups in America. For many hundreds of years, they have lived on this continent. One such group is the Kiowa Indians. Years ago, many of the Ivy League schools, and I think this morning in particular of Dartmouth, Dartmouth was established as a training institution to train missionaries to go to the Native Americans and to tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there were not always available men to go and into these areas, and there was one young lady that felt God burdening her heart. Her name was Miss Reeside. And Miss Reeside said, I cannot go as a preacher, but I can go as a teacher, and I can go as a soul winner, and I would like to go somewhere to one of these tribes with the gospel. She went to the Kiowa tribe. History records now that not long after her arrival there, they began to call her by this name, Miss Aimdeko. One day, a missionary following after this particular Miss Reeside's work went in and asked the chief, the man's name being Chief Big Tree, why do you call her Miss Aimdeko? And the chief said this, when we Kiowas see anyone on the wrong trail, we call out, Aimdeko, which means turn this way, turn this way. Our sister came to us from a far land and found us on the wrong path and in great danger. And she stood and she called to us, turn this way, turn this way. And she showed us the Jesus road. And the Indian chief said, God bless Miss Aimdeko. Aimdeko. The Apostle Paul went into this city of Ephesus. These people had no peace. These people did not know God. These people were lost and on their way to a Christless hell. And the Apostle Paul went into that city and he essentially began to say, turn this way, turn this way. And he began to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul now, in rehearsing this great event in the minds of these people, reminds them, there is but one way to have pardon for your sin. Turn this way to Jesus Christ. He reminds them there is but one way to have peace with God. Turn to Jesus Christ. And he reminds them there is but one way that you will have passage into heaven someday. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. That one way given to the city of Ephesus nearly 2,000 years ago is the same one way that men and women must be saved today.